Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Oh.
It's only a test. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
It's hump day.
You don't know.
About hump day or...
I don't know. I'm just being.
You're right. I mean, honestly,
right,
I know nothing, Jon Snow.
Put up your dukes.
Oh my God. Is it going to be one of those days?
No. It's
yikes.
Not. But I have stuff to do later today. So today was one of the, I know you know this. Most people are like, we all do that every day.
What?
But for me, I'm like, oh, I have to go somewhere at noon today. So I have to. I'm like in the car going, if I spill my food on myself, I'm going to be ruined before I've even gotten to work.
Yeah.
So I'm trying. I didn't eat. I left my food here. I'll eat it here instead of in the car.
I see.
There's a whole thing, another thing going
on. You couldn't just bring like a backup sweatshirt for the thing you got to do?
I really could have, yes. Yeah. But you know,
if you bring that, it's like insurance and then nothing will get on your shirt. And also the lighter the color of your shirt, the more likely you are to get a giant drip of coffee right down the front of you.
Or something.
Anything. Right. Whatever you're eating.
We are wearing a very lovely light blue shirt.
I know that.
It is nice.
I think that, is that kind of a new sweatshirt? Like I feel like I've noticed it a couple times recently.
I believe I got it for Christmas from the missus.
Oh, Oh, speaking of light blue things you got for Christmas. How is the robe that I got you for Christmas working out at your hot tub?
It's working out.
Okay, so you're not using it.
Well, I don't really use robes, but I definitely have your robe, the robe.
It exists.
My robe. It exists.
It's in the world somewhere.
No, it's at my house. I'm not saying I like threw it away or anything, but I have not been using it regularly.
I
no.
See.
That is another one of those, you know, I'm just going to jump in the water and jump out. I don't need a whole thing.
Right.
And then I drip everywhere. So it's at some point, the missus will probably have me using it, but.
Everything
is that
okay?
Your coat over there?
Oh.
Oh, this.
Yes, that's my new coat.
It is fantastic.
Yes.
You got to be kidding me.
No, yesterday. So my sister left last night.
Oh, and Tina fact, didn't come back.
She landed this morning at 2:45 our time. So, and I was up 15 minutes later. So we had a little convo this morning. But we, you know, it was the last day. So we're like, let's go to Sausalito. Look, the view is like a gorgeous, clear day. Let's, you know, walk around. We'll look in the shops and stuff. It's so pretty over there. You know, it's easy.
What is okay.
It? So then we went into this leather shop. Because I was standing outside of it. And I wasn't even looking at anything or going for anything. But it's this leather shop. And I'm standing near the door and I can just smell the leather. Which, don't be bummed out, vegans. Just stop it.
Well, listen. To people of the 80s, leather was a thing. And to people, you know, later, they're like, why are you wearing leather? Because you don't have to wash it, because it smells good, because it lasts forever and gets more comfortable every minute
every
that you wear,
you wear it. Right.
But I know younger people are like, okay, you've just screamed your age at me with your leather coat.
It's fine. So I'm screaming my age at you. I could smell the leather. And I look into the window and I see this jacket and I'm like, that is beautiful. And I have a couple leather jackets. I never can find the perfect leather jacket.
And you found it?
I really like it. I'm going to put it on for you.
I want to see this.
Oh, yeah. I need to take a picture after this.
It's a little bit big, but you know me. I like that. So I felt like it hung just right, and it's a little bit big, but it's so cute. Like,
see, I don't know what you're showing me there, but my instinct is towards a smaller size and stretching it out, but.
I think it fits great.
It's such a cute jacket.
I love it.
It's black. It's got white stars on the back.
Yeah, it's got stars. And then under the collar, there's like this kind of pop of rust.
Forgive me.
Please, touch away.
Oh, it's very soft.
Right?
Leather.
I mean, it's so nice. It's buttery. It's just, I saw it in the window. I saw the back of it. It's got these stars on the back of it. And I can smell it right now. And I went in and I put my hands up and to grab it and to try it on, and I was just like, you got to be kidding me.
I must have you.
And I wasn't looking, and I didn't. Here.
Oh, look at her. She's posing. We're going to post this.
Yeah, we're going to post this up. I'm taking a picture right now.
The much discussed new leather jacket. Anyway, I like leather jackets, so I'm not against it in any way, shape, or form. I like it.
My hood is kind of in the way.
It's still really nice. What brand is it? Does it say?
Let me look. It's got writing on the inside. It's cool. Like, be kind and, you know.
I've got multiple leather jackets. I just don't think to wear them.
Mauritius? Mauritius? Mauritius?
No idea. You know who wears leather jackets a lot, though?
Who?
Jane.
Yeah. She has quite a selection of very cool jackets.
Like, really nice ones, too.
I don't know. I just love it. I think I very rarely will splurge on a clothes thing, and I just like it.
It's great.
It's rock and roll.
Jane's got
to my
style
gig.
And spends, like...
I think Jane will like it. I thought of Jane.
She splashes out for stuff. There's
no
question.
Oh, my God, yes. She budgets for the clothing she needs to keep that image up.
Yep.
For me, I'm like, that's a piece I'll probably have for the next 25 years.
I hope so.
And I'm definitely going to wear it to that gig I got coming up.
Oh,
you know,
you'll wear it to a gig.
Rock and roll, guys. And maybe I'll walk on stage and be like, oh, well, let me just get comfortable here and take this off for the two songs we're going to do. I'll be like Adam Levine at the Super Bowl.
Oh, topless. Good.
Right. I'm just going to go right to like, oh, wow, I'm 30 seconds into a song and I'm really sweating now. Better take off all my clothes so you can see my California tattoo.
He's really not come back from a few big fiascos, huh?
You know...
He's just on a break, and I don't blame him because I'm sure he felt like.
I feel like
the world's
okay,
had enough.
Though,
right,
the world has had a bit of enough. I think there's still people who love him. You know, it's not like they haven't had hits in the last few years.
Well,
he's. I don't know. There's like there's an ick thing going on with that guy.
Yeah,
it's and honestly, the thing with Sumner, was that the lady's name? That did not help him.
No, that was part of what I'm talking about. Like that after it was after that, and it was. Weird because while I think nothing happened between them or they would have come out, he still was like flirting with some chick and then said, I want to name my daughter after like
that my wife is pregnant with right now.
It just makes no sense.
I just, you know,
I don't know
they have quieted down in that household. I wonder what's going on there.
Well, I bet he's just, you know, Dave Grohling it all the way.
Yes.
So picture of the jacket is on the Facebook page and one of our stories on the Alice Instagram.
I want to look at it.
It's great. It's a good picture.
Is it cute?
Yeah. Your butt looks good in it too.
Oh,
whoa.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
Wait, HR!
You can't even see my butt. My butt's like not even in this picture. That is, it's, my hood is from my hoodie though. That this jacket does not have a hood. But whatever.
I want to know what Vinny's going to today that he wants to look all nice for.
Yeah, that's actually a great question.
It's not that I needed to look nice. It's that in general, when we come in here for work, we just show up. We could be as bleary-eyed and tired and
barely clean the sand out of our eyes.
Yeah, just like the total whatever pants I got or whatever shirt. It doesn't matter much. But when you go do something after, you do meet human beings in the daylight and they sometimes know who you are. And you'd just like to not be all sorry about the oatmeal on my sweater. I can't eat and drive. I don't, what are you supposed to, it's just gross. I don't want to be that
guy. Maybe we should get you a bib. Like a grown-up bib.
Well,
I've often thought a grown-up bib.
It's
a car bib. Maybe that's our billion-dollar idea, you guys. A car bib.
It's not that often that I have something to do, but I'm going to go meet the guy at Ford and test drive the Mach-E.
Do you actually have an appointment, or are you just going
to... I had to bring a surfboard because I got to make sure that's going to fit in there. There's a few things that will X out any car.
So you're like, not that you would always use it for surfing, but if you needed to, it needs to fit
No, it's got to have a board and on the way home from here. Every day.
And you won't do like a rack on top?
No way. No. No, no, not in the city. Are you kidding? There's nowhere like here.
Your parking garage.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. It's the parking garage does feel safe, but no, I it's just more work than is needed, and I'm not going to. No, it needs to fit in the car.
I got you.
You know, so
do you clean off your board like when you get home? Like it gets completely rinsed off?
I rinse my wetsuit and my board.
So it would go into the car clean. And then
it has a bag that it lives in.
Oh, it does. Yes. So then you would slide it into that and head to your, got it. Okay. All right. That seems like
but
a,
so
like
I got to get that checked and make sure it, and then the key thing is like a stupid, but very real problem for me.
Yes.
Which is I can't leave the car unlocked. People will rob it. And I need to be able to get into the water with whatever thing is going to open up the car
that's
when I get out.
That's
going to
be prohibitive. It's these problem. Days, honestly, like I didn't, with the Tesla, my phone was my key.
And people, interestingly enough, as I mentioned that problem when I was said I looked at the Tesla, people wrote in and said, your watch will work. And I went, oh, well, that solves it.
Well, that's perfect.
It's still a little sketchy to trust technology like that. Like there's spots where I go surfing where I'm out in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Can't you get like a tiny little dry bag maybe for it?
Maybe. Yeah. I'll have to see.
I mean, if you really like a car, like if you fall in love with the car and the key is the one thing,
It might be, but that's, the thing is, once you get a car, it just is the car. And so if it's a massive inconvenience, even though you loved it when you first got into it, like you can't really do that to yourself. You shouldn't do
that
to yourself.
I'm not really looking to do that to myself. Okay. So I will try to make it anyway.
If you could, but you use that watch every day.
I do.
And you'd have to have the watch on if you used it as your key. So you'd know you'd have it. The only problem would be if it somehow came off in the water.
That won't happen.
Right. But I do think it's just a proximity thing. It has nothing to do with like pinging off a GPS. I think it's like a Bluetooth hookup or something. I don't know. What the hell do I know?
It's I just got to have a way into the car and a thing that's waterproof that I can use to open and
Go do your surfing.
It's a whole thing. There's
your surfing job.
Plenty of times, anyone who's been surfing as long as I have, and I even took 25 years off while we were traveling for radio and whatever.
You didn't take that much time off from it. There's no way that was 25 years. You've been surfing.
I can do the math for you. So I left in 96, but I'd stopped a little bit before that because I was working overnights and I was just
there was just
wrecked
never going to be any time. Right.
Philly, then here. I tried to surf here when I first came back, but I was just busy with work. And then I started drinking heavily and didn't surf. All through those years in Oregon, there's no no surfing.
So you're back in 08. So I'm going to say that's like 12 for
whatever
15
it is.
Years
I've been surfing
25 years. Feels like
it's
a really
good chunk
long
to take
time.
Off.
It is a good chunk to take
for
off.
It to be like part of your being. Yes,
I always feel like you were a guy who was a surfer the whole time I've known you.
It's funny. I did the same thing with tennis, and you mentioned like there was a long period of time where like drinking was my hobby. Mm-hmm. So. Not playing tennis, doing anything healthy.
It's safer to be drunk on a tennis court than it is to be drunk on a surfboard,
true.
I'm
going
to say.
Well, yeah, I wasn't even going. I was home.
It's for the best.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's what.
Home is where you need it to be.
That's what that becomes, too, is you're just like, I'm not me anymore. I'm this guy who sits in the guest room at my house and just tanks myself. Gross. Anyway,
so fun.
Yeah, it's not fun.
Well, good. I'm glad for you. Look at new jacket, maybe new car.
Well, I don't know.
I got a new chair.
Yeah, and a new TV.
Well, the TV is new. The chair, I'm proud of.
Wait,
I got a leather recliner because I need it for when my legs.
So here's the thing. Maddie is going to get his hip replaced in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Which is at 35, it feels very young, but you know, it's his second hip replacement. He has dead femurs or something. So he's going to get his hip replaced. And you can't get up from a normal chair, right? You wouldn't be able to sit on the couch.
You got to have your leg extended when you're sitting.
Okay,
yeah, And I don't want to lay on the couch. I'd rather have a chair.
Okay.
So I went on Facebook Marketplace.
Because you've been looking for a lazy boy. Lazy boys are, you know, a new one. It's expensive.
I didn't get a lazy boy, but I bought this leather chair and it was $150. Oh. And I look up the brand. It's Room and Board. They're like $3,000 chairs. So I scored.
That's great.
Yeah. So it's real leather. It's nice. It's
And you have it at the house?
I have it now.
And you've sat in it and thought this is satisfactory.
This is great. Thank you, Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah.
Thank you, people selling used furniture and not overcharging.
How did you get it there to your house?
Lug.
Freaking lug.
Yeah.
Can somebody tell Lindsay to let's get lug on the line. My kids
this
use lug. It's dudes
site.
With trucks go, yes, I'll sign up. It's like the Uber of moving things. Lug.
Yeah. And they do all the heavy lifting.
They do everything. Yeah, they even wrapped the chair. The chair was wrapped like when I got it and everything. Like
they pick it up at the address you say, they wrap it and protect it. They put it in their truck, they bring it to your house, and they brought it up into your house.
Yeah.
It's not like they left it on the curb.
No, and it wasn't that much. I mean, all the way from like South San Francisco, I think it was $90.
Oh boy. Oh, that's
I love a recliner.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I've never owned one. This is my first one.
Well, you know what?
Well, I hope you have it for years.
What's weird about recliners for me is I had one. I loved it. It's what I sat in. I wouldn't even think to sit in the couch. I sat in my recliner. I loved to rock in it.
One of those where you could rock it back.
Fully rock in the thing. Click it into place. But it became, and this was part of my sort of drinking story, is that it became, because of the wreckage of your life, and after I left the missus and left this job and was still not getting myself together quite as quickly as I wanted, I just couldn't climb in bed and sleep. I felt like I was going to jump out of my freaking skin just to lay down in bed and put a blanket over me. I'd be like, well, nothing's going to happen now at all. Mm. So I didn't sleep in an actual bed for over 2 years.
Wow.
I slept in my recliner.
Wow.
It was the only way that I could I could let it sneak up on me.
Oh.
You know, like sleep.
So would you be watching TV or reading or something? Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
It's one of those things about drinking people don't always know, but drinkers do. When you drink a lot, you get insomnia.
Oh, you like, wreck yourself.
You can't sleep. Mm-hmm. All you want to do is sleep and you can't. And you can't get comfortable and it's awful.
Yeah.
It's awful. I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy.
Well, anyway, I lived in that thing, and I don't have one today, maybe because of the fact that I lived in one for probably too long.
Enough of that.
No, you got to get in bed. Come on. What are you kidding?
Well, one of my dogs already claimed it, so I'm...
Oh. I always feel bad when I mush a cat out of my chair. Like, they seem so comfortable, and I'm like, you know that's my seat. I know you're sitting there because my butt's so warm. I mean, hot.
The dog knows. I walk over and go, what are you doing?
Oh.
Okay, all right.
And they jump off. You have three dogs now.
I have three dogs at the house
right now. Three dog night every night at your house.
Well, but
three in bed with me, too.
Oh,
the missus is coming to stay with you any minute, right?
Right, the day of the surgery, the day before she's coming.
Oh. So she's going to come and stay and support and help and initially care for you.
Yeah,
and
she's taking care of her her mom's stuff right now. So her mom just passing. So it's been a fun year. It's already getting better, though. Look at this car jacket chair.
Car jacket chair, you guys. It's a car jacket chair kind of day.
You guys, take it easy on the car thing. I'm going to go look at one.
Yeah.
If you're really like it, will you drop it? Will you drop it today? Or
no.
No, you're one of those. Oh, I wish I could be like that more.
No.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that. I really don't have that in me. When I literally last night when I was looking at the jacket, I'm like, Tina, take a picture of this and give it to John and just tell him I really like this jacket. And then when John walked into the shop, I'm like, oh my God, you got to see this jacket. I put it on and he's like, that looks great. I'm like, okay, I'm buying it. Like, I just thought, well, this would be a great Christmas present for next year. And then, you know, as soon as John was like, yeah, because John hates everything.
You never know. The jacket might not be there tomorrow.
Oh, of course not. Of course it wouldn't be, because I wanted it so much.
The car might not be there tomorrow.
Oh, yeah? Okay. That's true. That chair definitely wouldn't have been there tomorrow.
No.
$3,000 chair for $150.
Can't beat it.
That is a good deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to love a recliner, too.
I'm already enjoying it.
KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Hope to see you in a sec.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.